The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as a resident bishop of the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
Still with our testimony campaign. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can feel your presence. Say hallelujah. Powerful. The word of God says in Romans chapter 10 verse 17 that therefore faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the good news. Hearing the good news. What is the good news? The good news is what Jesus came to do for you and I. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. The 2 Timothy 1, 7 talks about, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. As you give your testimony, I always say, strength comes to the church. Somebody's faith is amplified. Somebody is encouraged. Do not keep your testimony, in Jesus' name. Amen. And today we are blessed. Now I have a list. A lot of people are planning to give testimony. That is encouraging. So today we have two people giving testimonies to glorify the name of the Lord. Amen. The first person is our sister Anne. So let's welcome Sister Anne from the Aloe Choir to bless us with a testimony. Amen. Your faith will be encouraged. You will be strong in the Lord because of this testimony. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, my testimony is with last week's service. Yes. And before service, the days around Wednesday before service, my boss came to Ghana, and then I live in the same house with her. So she was talking about going to church, and since she came, she haven't been to church because she thinks we spend too much time in church, and what's all this thing, we waste too much time and all those stuff. So I didn't even want to invite her to my church in the first place because I don't want her trouble. It's an wawawa being church, so I don't want her trouble. So I didn't know what happened. I just told her, hey, Mommy, we are having a dress-down service in honor of our bishop, so I want you to come to, because she doesn't also like the mama we've been wearing. Ghana, you have to wear mama in the sun, and she doesn't want that. So I told her dress-down. She accepted to come with me. But when Sunday was approaching, I was worried because she had a lot of things to do on Sunday, so I didn't want to bring this woman here to come and give me too much trouble. Sunday, I managed to bring her here. She was here, and I tried to get her the t-shirt, but I didn't come in time, so she said she won't wear it. I kept it in my bag. So in service, I was always telling Auntie Philo, I checked my time. Hey, Bishop, what is going on? This choir will come, the other one. I said, hey, then I will check her. Auntie Philo kept telling me, you'll be surprised she will love the service. So I kept checking my time, and then when Bishop finally came up, Bishop said, let me show Bishop's clip. Hey! This time, all this while, you want to show Bishop's clip again. All right. I didn't enjoy the service at all. I didn't enjoy. So after the service, I went to her. First time, and she got up and went. I went to her. The first thing I wanted to say, Mommy, sorry, but she said, Anne, even if this service had lasted till evening, I would have waited. And then the next thing is that she said, this is the church she wants to be. She's a Catholic, and then, you know, they go for first mass, second, so it's very short. She said, this is the church. If I get to London, I'll find a church closer to my place. And she called her husband, told everybody, this is the church we are going to go, even when we come to Ghana. Tuesday when she was leaving, I asked her, mommy, let me go and bring your polo shirt. She said, you, I picked it from your bag on Sunday. And it's so amazing. I bless God for that.
Wow.
Amen.
Thank you for this powerful testimony. She didn't used to believe in pastors, church, and all those things. But she said, if the service had lasted even through the evening, she would have been. And I met her personally. She was very happy. Let's give the Lord another clap offering. Powerful. We have a powerful church and a powerful pastor in Jesus' name. Amen. Last but not the least is one of our lady pastors, a zonal leader. Help me welcome Auntie Vero. Auntie Vero, to bless her. She has multiple testimonies, but we'll see what time will. Yes, Auntie Vero, let's welcome her.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Mine happened on the 5th of March. I remember very well. The 6th March was Ghana's independence. We, as usual, the leaders, we met with our bishop, and we left here very late. And I also had a sheep who lost her sister through an accident. So I went there to visit, and I got home very late. And in the same hour, my son called me that he's home, and he wants to eat. And I said, today we don't have anything fresh in the house. So I'm surprised that today of all days you are home. So when I got home, I said, let me try and prepare some. Then all of a sudden, he said, he's not hungry, so he's not eating. I said, Jordan, you eat. So I forced, and I had some people in my house, and I said, I need to cook for them to also eat. I was in the kitchen cooking, and then my son was standing by me. And then all of a sudden, he said, mommy, I'm going to sleep. And I said, so he left. Barely 10 minutes that he left, then the gas, I heard boom, the whole place, and everybody in the house came running, they heard the impact, and they wanted to know what is happening. The fire just, I think there was a spark. My gas is outside the house. There is so much air around the place. I don't know how the spark managed to communicate with the burners. The four burners I had
inside
the kitchen.
Wow.
I had the four burners were on. There was water, there was stew, there was rice, and then there was something else. So all the four were on. So this boom, the lid on all the things on the fire just flew into the air. Nothing on the stove moved. Otherwise, my whole body would have, turned to something else. And the boom just hit my, it's like they've taken a stone, big stone, and then all that I had on my leg, boom, and I fell down, So the burns, the fire, instead of the fire, exploding from the top, it passed through the oven, opened the oven, and then bang on my leg, just like that. I had these burns, my whole place, the legs were swollen. Because each time I come to church, I have a long skirt, so you didn't know what was happening. It was smelling. So that is what happened for about that night there. I don't know. I refused to go to the hospital, and I couldn't even stand. I couldn't sleep. It was more than a cartoon in the house.
Merci.
But God sustained me until dawn, and then we went to the hospital.
Wow.
Then on the Wednesday, I think a week after, Bishop, they traveled to Israel. So in the night. And
so you have two testimonies.
The okay. Same thing.
Okay, okay.
He, all of a sudden, this leg, got swollen, and it's like, I don't even know, Diania say, became very fluffy, something like that. So I knew that if the the sauce and everything gets healed. This leg, there to be like both roots.
What a shock.
I was praying to God to help me. And then, so in the that Wednesday, my bishop sent him a text message, and then he also replied that they are praying for me, and I believed it in the spirit. That Wednesday, we also had a prayer meeting with my hymn square people. And that very particular day, my leg decided to, you know, ache like something. It was really painful. I said, we have to pray. I have to pray with my people. How come my leg is now even worse than, you know, before? And I said, Lord, give me strength and I need to finish with this prayer. It wasn't easy for me, but we were able to pass through the online prayer. And then at dawn, all of a sudden, you know, I felt that some people were praying for me. That's why I said I was going to ask Bishop, you know, what happened, because I could feel it. All of a sudden, I fell asleep because I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sit. You know, I was just, I can't describe it. Then all of a sudden, I fell asleep. I fell asleep around 5. And when I woke up almost 7, I said, I could see that something is light. I checked my leg. The swelling and that fluffy thing, everything is gone. I said,
wow.
Hey.
Wow.
I went out and I called my children. I said, hey, who has? Because my door too was open. And I said, who came to my room? I said, nobody has been
Jesus
there.
Jesus came to your room.
No, Jesus. To your room. So this is what happened. You know, if God is with you,
the Lord saved her.
Yeah,
wow.
Isaiah 43, verse 2. It talks, the Lord says that when you pass through waters, when you pass through the flood, and even when you pass through the fire, he will be with you. And that is what the Lord did.
Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Gas explosion is not a simple thing. She has been delivered, and it's because his pastor or her pastor was praying for her, and because she believes in Jesus. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. I see you also giving your testimony, and your testimony will encourage somebody. God bless you. Let's welcome the fresh breeze.
Hallelujah. 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 Let's all rise to our feet. Sure. Right. Father, I want to thank you for today. Just touch your neighbor's hand to your left or to your right and squeeze that hand and pray that, Lord, this morning in this service, you'll speak to every heart. You'll minister your word to us. Pray that the word of God will affect and influence everyone that is here. Pray that this morning we will have an experience with God through his word and by his spirit. Father, we want to thank you for today. We bless and honor you. We give you glory and praise for everyone that is here today. You brought us here for a reason. I pray that you minister life to us. Let your word affect and influence every heart. Take us to a new level in our walk with you. Be glorified through your word and through the ministration of your spirit. May your presence fill every heart and make a difference in our lives. We bless and we honor you today in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted amen. Sit on top of your enemy. Tell your neighbor, you are sitting by a very important person. In case you don't know who I am, introduce yourself to him. Tell him, I'm a very important person. Or are you to mention your name to him in case he doesn't know you? Tell him, I'm going to show you how important I am. I want to give so $100 into your life right now. All right. Well, we are blessed to be here. Say amen. It's a blessed day, isn't it? And God is gracious to us and God has helped us. I hear the band on drumming has 2 more weeks to go, isn't it? Then our drums will come back. Then you can. What a shock. All right. Then you can dance the way you ought to. But anyway, just one or two announcements and then we would carry on. In 2 weeks' time, we are moving to the cathedral. Amen. That'll be in June. Are you there? That'll be in June. So get yourselves ready. Amen. And be part of it. Nobody should miss out on that day. Even if you have running stomach, come. Nothing should stop you from being part of the move. Amen. It is just a preliminary move. It's just the first move. We are not done yet, but we are moving anyway. At least we have a roof over our head. That is enough. What do you think about that? And so we would, but you know, what I'm dreading actually is when I turn up the road and I look and the tent is not there. This tent has saved us. Isn't it? But anyway, when it comes down, the other buildings are showing up. And we will complete this office block very soon as well. I don't know how, but God is supplying our needs. Are you excited? Some of you have not been paying your tithes, but God is still looking at you. Tell your neighbor, put your hand on neighbor's shoulder and shake him and tell him, repent from now. I mean, shake him until he falls down. Say, repent, repent, repent. Pay your tithe, brother. Hallelujah. Bunumburam. There's a place they call, what they call the place? Village Square at something junction. Big Apple Junction. Yeah. All the dancers, the spike nuts, all of us are going to be there. Amen. For a special at 3 p.m. Saturday for a special outreach. We found a very wonderful spot. We just arrive and we start dancing and we share tract and we preach. We are going to do the work of the Lord all day long. Are you excited about that? Okay, so that is all of it. And several things that are going to happen these 2 weeks as we prepare to move to the beautiful church on fire. Moving from tent on fire to church on fire. Hallelujah. All right, we want us to, you know, for me, I believe that one of the things that has, okay, another announcement, we are going to have baptism, water baptism. All right, the day that we move, in the afternoon, we are going to have water baptism up there at, there's a pool up somewhere, So that we have made beautiful gowns. You know, that's what they wear in Israel. If you want to baptize in River Jordan, we have made some so that everybody who has not been immersed in water shall be immersed. I'm not talking about sprinkling when you were a baby. That's why you got pneumonia when you were 3 months old, because you're not ready for that, all right? But this one, you are immersed. Bible says that in baptism, we are like Christ. We go down and we come up like Christ, going down the grave and coming out. So we're going to have water baptism on the same day that we move. So all the details will be given. But if you are not being baptized, get yourself ready for baptism. Are you excited? Yeah, for me, I have been a Christian for several years. And one of the strengths of my Christian walk has been whatever it means. All right. Yeah, so when it comes to the word and the ability to memorize, that's how I grew up as a Christian. And so I believe that it's important as a church to enjoy the word squad and be encouraged by them. So let's welcome the word squad to give us one or two passages. Who is coming? Are you the one? Okay, clap for. Three of you. Okay. Are you clapping for them? Some of you, even John chapter 1 verse 12 is a problem. So if they are here to give us some scriptures, you must encourage them. Say amen. All right. Okay, let's go.
Hey.
You see, that's why Anne's boss was hot. Anne was hot because if your boss has come to church, hey, now that they're going to say scriptures, you didn't enjoy, but she was enjoying it. Are you enjoying the scriptures? Okay, go on, brother.
John chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, shew us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, shew us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandment. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and saith unto him,
If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But a Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father. And as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Thank you.
Come on, clap for the young man. By the way, hallelujah. By the way, he doesn't have a beloved. Okay. All right. He doesn't have to propose. This scriptures alone is good enough. By the anointing. All right, let's go on. Let's carry on, brother.
Chapter 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abide in me, and I in him. The same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hates you, ye know that he hated me before he hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hateth me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me, and ye also shall bear witness, because he hath been with me from the beginning. Praise the Lord.
Wow. Totally fantastic.
Chapter
16.
These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me. And none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he shall show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to my Father. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, what is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father. They said therefore, what is this that he saith, a little while? We cannot tell what he saith. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, a little while, and ye shall not see me, and again, a little while, and ye shall see me. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore hath sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you, that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father, and I'm come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, do ye now believe? Behold, Jesus said unto them, do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that every man shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
Wow. Wow. Thank you very much. Give them a good clap offering. Amen. Wow, what a blessing. Have they done well? Are you excited for them? May you also receive the anointing to memorize some scriptures. Say amen. Sit down. Turn your Bible with me to Isaiah chapter 55 and verse number 8. Isaiah 55, verse number 8. Some of you, even today's scripture that we memorized, if I ask you to quote it, there's going to be a problem here. What a shock. But anyway, let's find this. And if you don't mind, let's all read it together. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. Shall we go? For my thoughts, neither are your ways my ways,
saith the Lord. Verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Amen. Now, this is very important. The ways of God and the thoughts of God. I believe that God wants to do mighty things in our lives. Did anybody shout amen? Are you still in church? I'm excited for how far God has brought us. And I'm excited for where God is taking us. This is not your final destination. You should have shouted amen. Are you still in church? This is not where you are now, cannot be your final destination. There's a place better, brighter, nicer, more gorgeous than where you are now. You are on your way somewhere. Tell your neighbor, I'm on my way somewhere. Tell him, I've not arrived yet. And I'm not stopping here. Hallelujah. God has brought you here to set you on a course. I was in Cofodia over the weekend. I was preaching in our church and I told them, then I noticed, I said, look, anointing is not an end. It's a means to an end. When you are anointed, it puts you on a certain course of progress. Anointing prepares you and puts you on a certain journey and a certain course. It's a means to an end. I submit to everybody here today, God has put you on a journey of progress and journey of miracles. You are going to be a recipient of God's amazing miracles for your life. God is about to surprise somebody here. Let those who believe shout amen. Are you still in church? The Bible says, God says, your ways are not like my ways. Your thoughts are not like God's thoughts. The way you think is different from the way God thinks. Amen. Bless God, he said, I know the thoughts I have towards you. You see, I have boys. I have three boys and a little girl. As a parent, I have thoughts and plans for my children. I want them to be this and to be this, to serve God, to be ministry and all that and so on. But you see, they may also have their own ways. But I'm older than them. Now they are growing, so they seem to have their own opinions. But in a lot of times, you see a parent's thought for the child is different from the child's own thinking. The child, when he wakes up, the first thing the child wants to do is watch cartoon. Cartoon Network. Are you there? Playing with gadgets and useless things. Saying that doesn't bring money. But the parent is thinking of the child's homework. The child must get ready and go to school. The child must brush the teeth. Many of you didn't used to like brush your teeth when you're children. So that's why your children are paying you back. What a shock. Every parent has been a perfect parent. Because the child was not there. Said me, I didn't used to like be like, I used to brush my teeth all the time. What a shock. Are you there? You know, I have two brothers. I come after two twins. You know, when we used to be young, primary school. And then my grandmother wake us up. Hey, sir, time to go to school. Get up. And then the pain. He would go and come and sit in front of the door. Why are you crying? I'm worried about home, but you understand? I'm not feeling free. I want to sleep a little more. My God said, come. So I'm not going to school. Men down some of that. What if I want down some of that? Your sleep didn't catch you. Do you understand? Men down one some of that. Please, Cax, don't tell me. I beg you. Men down one some of that. My sleep didn't catch me. A child wants to sleep until the sleep is finished. But the father has a better plan. Am I talking to anybody here? God says that my thoughts for you are higher. My ways are higher than your ways. May we walk into God's ways for our lives. God has great thoughts for you. Somebody say amen. God has wonderful plans for you. I know the thought I think towards you.
says the Lord, they are not thought of evil, but of good. Hallelujah. They are thought of to bring you to the expected end. There's an end that you expect and that God has planned for your life. You will get there in Jesus' name. I say you get, you see that scripture there? For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thought of peace and not of evil, to bring you to the expected end. This morning, I just want to briefly share with you the four laws of miracles. Amen. Four laws that I just, may I give you two, and next week I'll give you two, depending on the look on your face. I either have gone home. So say, I bat your fingers like I do. May God deliver you. Both of us need deliverance. Anyway, so four laws. Four laws that will make us see the mind of God. Number one, the law of divine selection. The law of what? No, I didn't hear you. The law of what? The law of divine selection. This is very important. Turn your Bible to Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, verse 25. This is Jesus speaking. Luke chapter 4, verse 25. Bible says, but I tell you the truth of a truth. Many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias or Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land, but unto none of them was Elijah sent, save unto Zarephath, a city of Sidon, unto the woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisus. Amen. That is Elisha, the prophet. And none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman of Syrian. Naaman the Syrian. Amen. Now, what am I talking about? The law of divine selection. The Bible says, Jesus was saying that, listen, in the days of Elijah, there were many widows. Many widows. And of all the many widows that were in the land, there was a particular one that was selected. Elijah was sent to this one particular person. Why? How come not every widow was ministered to? How come not everybody's need was met? If you knew the story, how Elijah went to this widow and blessed this widow, and this widow had so much, and all that, so much blessing came into her life, and all that. The Bible, Jesus is saying that in the days of Elijah, there were many widows, but somebody was selected. What is it that qualified her to be selected? What is it that made her to be chosen? The law of divine selection. As I speak in church, you know, people come and give their testimony and so on. You say, when will my turn come? Your turn is coming very soon in Jesus' name. Are you still here? Sometimes there can be an accident. Many people will die and you survive. Why did some die and you survived? Am I talking to anybody here? You go for interview with 25 people. Some are laid off and somebody is chosen. Who is the one who is supposed to be chosen? The law of divine selection. Who is saying what I'm saying today? What is in the mind of God? What is going on inside the mind of God that will make you be selected? That will make you be chosen, to be chosen. My prayer for you is that on the deal, you see, when you belong to a team and then they are, is there anything wrong? When you belong to a team and then they are choosing players, you pray that you'll be selected. My prayer for everybody here, that when the day of selection comes, you'll be chosen. Say, I will be chosen. You see, I need for you to have faith. One of the greatest key of selection is faith. I believe it. I believe it. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. As I'm preaching, I'm pumping faith into you. As I'm preaching, I'm kicking something inside of you to believe God, that God, I will be chosen when the time comes. Somebody may sit and say, I don't know whether I'll be chosen or not. But you must say that I believe God that when it comes choosing one or two, I will be among those who will be chosen. If there are three, I'll be in the number. May you be divinely selected in Jesus' name. Am I talking to anybody here? I pray for you all the time. I pray the Lord, when it comes to good jobs, may the people be chosen for good jobs. When it comes to good man, may you find a good husband and may you find a good wife. May you be selected for a blessing. I said, may you be selected for a blessing. Am I talking to anybody here? Divine selection. We don't know the mind of God, but all we can do is to believe God. That is the greatest platform you can stand on. That I don't know whether it is him or her, but I want to believe God that if it is one person, I will be the one. Can anybody believe that for yourself? Would you believe that for yourself? So why would you have a mind that, in every exam, some fail, some pass, so maybe I'm among those who will fail. Why would you join the failures? Why don't you decide that if there's only one person who will pass, I'll be the one? May God choose you for a miracle. May God choose you for a blessing. May God choose to honor you in the name of Jesus. May God choose you for a healing miracle. May He be chosen for a testimony. May He be divinely selected. Maybe your background, maybe where you came from, it is no, you are not, you don't know, you don't have any connection. You know, in Ghana, you must have connections. Who can understand what I'm saying? In Ghana, you must have what? You must know people. You must know, people in places to get things done. But you, who do you know? Who do you know to help you get a job, to help you have some contract? You don't know anybody, but you know God. I say you know God. God is on your side. I submit to you today that heaven will select you. Heaven will choose you. Heaven will make you an outstanding person in Jesus' name. You don't have any uncle in parliament. You don't have anybody in cabinet. But you have God sitting on the throne. And God is almighty. And God can bypass everybody and choose you. May you be divinely selected in Jesus' name. Lift your hand and shout your loudest amen. Amen. I see God choosing you. I see God choosing you. I see the light of God shining on you particularly. For a blessing. For promotion. For expansion. For enlargement. For a good home. I see God choosing you for a blessing. Can you receive it? I said, I came to speak a blessing into your life. Hallelujah. I came to proclaim to you that God will divinely choose you. It is not, you see, I'm telling you, I've heard testimonies of people who were not supposed to be chosen at all. But somehow, some way, there's something that you call favor. Somebody shout favor. I didn't shout favor. How many of you remember Esther? Esther was a slave girl who didn't have a dog's chance, who was just a house girl somewhere, sweeping the floors and no hope of anything for her. But when the king wanted a wife, somehow, some way, the light of God shined upon Esther. I see an Esther sitting in church today. I see an Esther sitting right here. Nobody knows your background, but I see God stepping into your life, choosing you, honoring you, and blessing you. Say, I receive it. Can I talk to somebody here? Can I preach to you this morning? How many of you are in church? How many of you are hearing me today? How many of you are believing God for a miracle? I'm talking about the loss of miracle. You'll be chosen for a miracle. You'll be chosen for a miracle. Come on, shout hallelujah. What a word. Miracle of healing. Miracle of promotion. Miracle of new doors. May God, may you enter a new season in your life, a season that you have never entered in before. I speak into your future. I rearrange your future. May God direct your steps aright. May the next step you take bring you to a new place, a new door, a new opportunity. May you be divinely selected in Jesus' name. What a word. Esther was nobody. I don't know where you come from, but Esther was nobody. Nobody ever thought. But the Bible says that when they were looking for people to become the first ladies of the time, the king's wife, the Bible says that they saw this girl, and this girl was beautiful. I see the beauty of God on your life. I see God making you beautiful. And they chose them. And among Esther, with Esther were several others who were also hanging around. And the Bible says that, and the king, the one who was training them, and look at them, he liked Esther. God will make somebody like you. I'm preaching. I said, God will make somebody like you. It is a blessing to be liked. Somebody who has authority will like you. Haven't you gone for interview and then you didn't answer any question? And you came confused. Somebody answered all the questions. But someone said, I like that guy. He didn't answer any question right. But there's some that clicks. I'm preaching. A lady told us one time that she went for interview. She did very well. Every question she answered, everything went well. But the boss said, look, something doesn't click. I like the other one who didn't answer anything. It is not just a type of. Is there any problem there? Everything okay? Policeman, chief, any problem? Everything okay? Someone has committed a crime? No crime. What a shock. This led the other one didn't answer any sensible question. But somehow, the boss said, I like this one. Am I telling you? Not just like the person sexually, but I feel a certain link, and I feel that she will do a better job. I see the light of God shining in your life. I see the grace of God working on your behalf. May you be divinely selected. May you be divinely selected. I pray for you. I pray for you. If there's one to be chosen, you'll be the one. If there are five, be among the five. If there are 10, you'll be among the 10. Somebody, look, Auntie B has given her testimonies over and over again. Over and over again. How she came to church and she didn't have anything. And we said, well, someone should buy a carpet. And she said, I'll buy the carpet years ago at Collegono. And then she was wearing chalewati. When she came forward, and we said, someone who can buy the carpet. And she pitched up asked. And she came forward and I looked at her. I said, madam, do you need any help? Because when I saw the chalewati that she was wearing, and she wanted to offer to buy the carpet, I said, it cannot be. She doesn't need deliverance. She cannot afford a carpet. And she couldn't afford anyway. But she went and managed to organize and bring the carpet. And she was doing a little trading here and there. And somebody got a call. She went to this company. They said, madam, do you know how to drive? Said, yeah, I've been driving the church bus to pick people at Choco and so on. Said, there's a car there. Go and take the car and drive it. I see a key being handed over to you. A key is being handed over to you. Atibi Anamibwa. The car was a brand new pickup. See a rubber. They said, take the key. Drive it. And she took the car away. And after 2 weeks, she came and said, so the car, how much should I pay? The man said, have I asked you to pay anything? It is free of charge. May God blow your mind with an amazing testimony. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Some of you think miracle days are over. Miracle days are here. I declare you are walking to a miracle. So if you have a miracle baby, you have a miracle job, you have a miracle car to drive, you live in a miracle house, may God surprise you in Jesus' name. Shout your loudest amen. I see somebody due for a miracle. Tell your neighbor, you are due for a miracle. Push it, say, you are due for a miracle. You are due for a miracle. I say, what miracle are you believing God for? It is coming to you this year. It is coming to you. It is coming to you. It is coming to you. I'm telling you something. As you prepare to move into our own house, our own church building, you too, get ready to start building your own house. Get ready to start building your own house. Get ready to drive a new car. Get ready to drive your four-wheel car from the junction to this place. Receive it in Jesus' name. God is a God of miracles. He's a God of miracles. Divine, the way he selected you to be saved, the same way he will select you for a miracle. Give the Lord a shout. Let me give you the second point and we close. What a way. Hallelujah. The second law is the law of humility. Somebody say the law of humility. Can you hear me out there? The law of what? Humility. Turn your Bible with me to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. Verse number 25. Mark 5:25. And a certain woman. Somebody say a certain woman. That means the woman that even her name is not important. A certain woman. Which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Have you seen a condition like that before? This woman had a problem. Blood was coming out of her. She had become anemic. She pale, weak, frail, tired, frustrated, confused, broke, because she has been to all the hospitals in Accra. They couldn't help her. They said there's hospitals in Tema. She's gone there. They couldn't help. She's traveled. She's gone to Juju man. They couldn't help. She's gone to the Malam. She's Bible says that she had spent all that she had and suffered many things of many physicians. Have you ever seen a doctor? I mean, have you ever been sick and see a doctor and they prescribe this? And that doctor prescribed that. Sometimes I think the doctor, they do try a lock. One doctor told me yesterday, he said that there are some conditions or there are some patients, when you see them, you want to run, you the doctor want to run through the window. Because you have seen them and you cannot know what is wrong, but they say they are not well. You can see they are losing weight. You can see some, but then the doctor has done all the tests and the doctor cannot find. So when the doctor says next, and then this same patient comes, the doctor wishes he can run through the window. I'm telling you, Dr. Susan, have you seen patients like that before in your hospital? Where's your husband? Huh? Doctor, have you seen in your hospital? Have you seen them? When you don't want to see them. You will not like this. Even if they want to give you money, don't want their money. Because you are a doctor though, you have stayed by this one, you haven't seen a tie before. There are some situations that nobody has seen the tie before. Bible says that she has suffered many things of many physicians. Some of them said, lie down. Lift your leg, somersault, hang up, all sorts of things. The woman has suffered so many things. And she had not gotten, but rather had become worse. Some people go on admission. By the time they leave, they have other sicknesses. What they didn't go into the hospital originally with, they come out of the hospital with other diseases. Have you seen some before? The person went with this particular problem and comes with other complications. And you ask yourself, what is going on? Bible says that, and she rather grew worse. Verse 27. When she had heard of Jesus. Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? When she, may you hear about a miracle worker better than any physician you can ever imagine. Had the solution to every problem in your life. The Bible says, and when she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Amen. For she said, unless she said that, for she said within herself, she said, this a time has come when you must preach to yourself. Am I talking to you? You've got to tell, look, I'm telling myself that this situation will change. I'm not going to stay in this condition all my life. This thing will not kill me. Say within yourself that I'm believing God for my miracle. What a word. He said within herself that if I can touch the hem of, I shall be whole. The next verse, 29. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up. Somebody receiving a miracle. Instant miracle right now. As I'm speaking, a miracle is happening to somebody right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body. Hallelujah. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. It's called a plague because it has been there for too long. It's called a plague because sometimes it's something in your family. It's something that has pestered you, tormented you, chased you, afflicted you, caused you to have sleepless nights. Is there anybody in this church who has been through situation, maybe not physical sickness, but a condition that has plagued you for so long? So long. So long. You wonder, is there any solution to this? You have been through every place and it looks like it's not working. The woman had to, didn't have access to meet Jesus like a big shot. She didn't arrive with her in a four-wheel drive. She was a poor woman, broke, poor, sick, bleeding, pale, anemic, all sort of negative things were plaguing her life. But she said within herself, today, say within yourself that things are going to change. Can you say it with yourself? Things are going to change. Say it. Say it like you believe. Things are going to change. Say, my condition shall change. My situation shall change. Say it like you believe it. Say it like you believe it. Are you believing your strength to change? What is it that you are believing God for? The pastor may not know your name, but heaven knows your name. Nobody may know where you come from. We all smile. We all laugh. We all dance when Jeff is leading praises and all that. But sometimes inside of you, you are bleeding. Bleeding inside. When the service is over and we all sit in the bus and we get to the junction and we join the trot and you sit quietly. How would this week be like? Am I going to go through the same thing again? Is this the week that things are going to change? How am I going to survive this week? Maybe your joblessness. Maybe your loneliness. Maybe it is some condition that is eating you up and difficult to share with others. Because every doctor knew about this woman's case and they were tired of her case. Have you ever picked up your phone? Can I have your phone? You want to talk, call then. Who should I call? You press and you dial the number 0244-397-224. And should I dial or shouldn't dial? Because when you dial, no answer. It will ring, but the person will look at your name and said, she's calling again. I'm tired. I won't pick this call. Sometimes when they pick the call and you talk and they're quiet, it's okay. Okay. We'll see. Bye-bye. And you wonder, was it worth sharing your need? Was it worth sharing your problem? This woman had rather grown worse. She had been humiliated. She had been embarrassed. She had suffered so many things. And she was not getting better, but she was getting worse. But she told herself, there's somebody who can change my situation. Am I talking to anybody here? There's somebody who can step in and turn things around. As you sit in church, what brings tears into your eyes? What is it that you go through that's sometimes difficult even to share with others? We all smile, but your smile may be genuine, mine may be just fake. Because if I don't smile, where am I going from here? I'm telling you. We all dance. We try to dance. And sometimes what irritates you most is when you come and then Jeff will say, oh, be in a handkerchief. You don't feel like taking your handkerchief and dancing. You don't feel. That's what I feel like doing now. All I feel like doing is sitting down and crying, not taking my handkerchief and dancing. Because if you know what I'm going through now, you'll not say what you are saying through. You are saying. I'm telling you. This young man's condition was so bad. But she never gave up on yourself. May you never give up on yourself in Jesus' name. Are you shouting amen? The reason why God told me to share this word with you. God told me to tell somebody sitting in church that your situation is about to change. I say your situation is about to change. Your situation is about to change. Somebody shout change. Come on, shout change. One more time, shout change. Something else I was going to begin to share, but God impressed on my heart to speak to some people in this service. I don't know who you are, but you are the one that God sent me to. God sent me to you to tell you, He'll wipe your tears, He'll put laughter in your mouth, He'll cause you to dance one more time. Your laughter will come back, your praises will come back, your shouts will come back. Come on, shout hallelujah. Are you still here? Are you still here? She said within herself, say within yourself, I will not give up. I'll try my best. I see this woman moving, trying to reach Jesus. I cannot gain access to where Jesus is. Peter and Co will not allow me. These guys around Bishop will not allow me to see him. These guys around, you know, sometimes the people around a man of God makes a man of God look very bad. They make the man of God look like somebody that is unreachable. You come and say that, bitch, I wanted to see you, but I don't have an appointment. You don't have to have an appointment to see me. Anybody who stops you, tell him, get behind me, devil. What a shock. Am I talking to him? I'm not Jesus, but I'm saying that sometimes the people around a man of God make the man of God look like a beast. The Bible says, and this woman was coming from behind. She was crawling from behind. I don't want to. All I want is that to touch the hem of his garment. All I want is to touch the hem. Just the hem. I have faith. I have faith enough to know that if I can hear a word, it can change my life. I have faith enough. If I can make my journey to the Kadesh, I will meet God. I have faith enough. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And the woman came from behind. She came crawling. You are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are. She was getting close to Jesus as she sang. You are. You are the Lord. As she was crawling in the sand, because she was weak, because she was pale, because she was tired. I can see people like Mary Magdalene and all the Marthas and so on wearing their high heels, walking and walking, and someone will step on a woman's finger and she'll shout, Ajay, but she'll say, I'm not going back. You can step on my fingers. I'm aiming at the hem of the garment of Jesus. Nobody can make me give up. Nobody can make me give up. Nobody can make me return. No matter what you say, no matter what you think, I am going for Jesus' garment. I'm preaching. I can see Judas wearing his guarantee shoes, walking, and without realizing, stepping on the woman's fingers. Now we shout, Ajay, but you go on. You are the Lord.
Thank you. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and you heal my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
Some of you sit in church. The reason why your miracles don't come is you give up easily. You give up easily. You say, it's not working. Let me stop. It doesn't work. Let me stop. It's not working. But this woman persisted. Say, I will persist.
I will persist.
Until I receive my miracle. Bible says, finally. Somebody shout, finally. The woman reached the place where she could touch the hem. And the Bible says that when she stretched her hand and touched the hem of the garment, the blood ceased instantly. Instantly. Can I have an amen? The law of miracle is to tell yourself, I will not give up until I see my miracle. You will see your miracle. My time is substantial. I'll continue next week. Lift your two hands up to the Lord. Everybody lift your two hands up to the Lord. Come on.
You sent your word and you heal my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
Everybody lift your hands and sing it to the Lord. Come on.
You are the Lord, my healer. Me. You are the Lord.
You are the Lord that restores whatever we have lost. You are the Lord that gives us more than we can carry. You are the Lord that makes a difference in our lives. You are the Lord that gives us what we don't even deserve. This morning we place our hands on our head. We say, give us strength and give us grace. We are ready for our miracle. We are ready for our testimony. We are ready for spiritual intervention. May you intervene in every aspect of our lives. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Where we are aching and ailing. Where we are bleeding and crying. May you step in, Lord. May you step in, Lord. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Do a miracle in everybody's life. I declare a season of miracles. a season of amazing miracles, a season of open doors, season of fresh opportunities, season of great visitations. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, bless your church, bless your children, bless your people. Do amazing things in our lives and glorify your name in our lives. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. I declare this week we are entering in. Let it be a week of visitations. Visit us in the night. Visit us in the day. Visit us in the classroom. Visit us in our workplace. Visit us on our beds. Visit us by your spirit and by your power. In the name of Jesus. Bless your people. Do miracles in our lives and be glorified. We give you praise and glory. We thank you. We will laugh. We will dance. We will rejoice because our breakthrough is right in the corner. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Clap your hands and give the Lord a shout. Shout like you believe. Shout like you believe. Shout like you believe. like shouting because you are broke. You don't feel like shouting because you don't have a beloved. You don't feel like shouting because you are not feeling well. But as you shout, miracles invited you to church today, but in this service you don't know whether you don't know whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. You are not born again. You feel far away from God. You want to say, Bishop, today I want Jesus to come into my heart. I want to be born again. If you are here right now, you want Jesus to come into your heart, you want to be born again, lift up your right hand and I shall pray for you right now. Lift your hand up high, above your head, above your head. I see your hands. Wonderful. Let it go higher than your head. Lift it high, high, high. I see so many hands. Let it higher, higher, higher. Today is a day of salvation. Don't walk out of here without giving. I see your hand at the back all over. Father, thank you for every hand lifted. Now, if you lifted your hand, can you please come to me right now? Come, come. Happy day.
Jesus washed my sins away.
He taught me. He taught me how. With me and everybody in front, the whole church, join us. Say with me, Heavenly Father, this Sunday morning I give my heart to you. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Wash away my sins. Please write my name in the book of life. I want to serve you. I want to follow you. I want to walk with you the rest of my life. Please, Jesus, make me your own child. Help me to follow you and to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Father, for hearing me today. From today, I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Wonderful. God bless all of you. Now listen.
Amen.
Wow. I believe you have been blessed by the word of God today. I believe God has spoken to you and you have learned wonderful lessons for your life today. If you want to reach me, you can always call these numbers: 0234-799-111. Again, 0234-799-111. Or you can also call 0279-747-173. That number again is 0279-747-173. If you call and the numbers are busy, please keep calling. Or you can also send a text to these numbers. You can also send me a message on Facebook, Bishop EAT Saki. Or if you want to send a mail, You can also send it to bishopsaki@gmail.com. On Sundays, you can find me at the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International. The Kadesh is located on the Broadcasting Road on the way to Kaswa. You don't get to the Kaswa toll. It is towards the left. You ask anybody, where is the Broadcasting Road? Now, if you come up a little bit, you're going to find a beautiful tent, a huge tent. That is where the Kadesh is. Make the time and visit us at the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International, the tent on fire. I tell you, we're having exciting and amazing times in the presence of the Lord. You will be so happy, so blessed, and so inspired. I'll be there to meet you on Sundays, 8:30 in the morning till evening. I'm there all the time. I love you, and keep listening, and we'll see you at the Kadesh, the tent on fire. God bless you. Let the believers say, hey!